Sal Powell, how you doing today?
Michael, I just got off the phone with Tom Condon, Dan Bradford's agent. James Seltzer, your producer, is running the story.
I got the story right in front of me.
Okay, so let's read it together.
Okay.
This is, you're getting it first.
This is an exclusive.
Yep, before it even goes on SportsCenter, we're talking about
Would you like me to read the lead?
Go ahead.
Sam Bradford's agent Tom Condon told ESPN's Sal Palantonio on Tuesday that the Eagles did not tell Bradford they had a plan to draft a quarterback high in the first round, to relinquish so many draft picks in a mega trade to move up so high and essentially make Bradford a lame duck starter. Quote, "As they were making this plan, it would have been nice if they had told them about it," said Condon, who said that he reiterated to the Eagles vice president of football operations, Howie Roseman, in a recent phone conversation that Bradford wants out of Philadelphia. "It's his right to demand a trade, and he wants to be traded," said Condon.
The next paragraph is pretty interesting because this is totally brand new. Condon said when he told Roseman of Bradford's demand, Roseman, quote, "was not too surprised. He knew how Sam felt. Sam made it very clear to them he was adamant." Number two.
Okay.
He told them he was not very happy about it. He made that very clear. So this trade demand comes as no surprise. Basically, our contention, the quote continues, is that the team could have used the draft picks on offensive and defensive players for this season to win this season. If the plan was to build for the future, where does that leave Sam Bradford? And Condon told him he's not coming in until June 7th, or the first day of the mandatory minicamp, and that he hopes that the Eagles realize the best way to resolve this is to try to get something in return for Sam now in a trade, because it's obviously they're going to try to trade him in 2017 when the team will apparently try to shop Bradford after the rookie quarterback, presumably Carson Wentz, is installed as the team's starting quarterback, so why wait?
So he will come in the first day of mandatory minicamp to avoid being fined.
If he's still on the team.
Okay, so they have until then to trade him, and then he will show up. So what's to prevent Howie from just waiting it out and saying, okay, he's going to show up for the mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, so I don't see how... You know, the old cliche is what? How you put the toothpaste back in the tube now.
Yeah, I agree, totally.
Well, it's you know, let's use the Philadelphia cliche. I don't know how you unring the bell at this point, because I don't see how Bradford comes back to the team. I mean, you can say he's going to come back on June 7th, but how does he regain the moral authority to be the starting quarterback of an NFL franchise? Mike, I just don't see how you do it.
I totally agree. You have to trade him.
I don't see how it works. I don't see how it works. And I was listening to you. I was on the turnpike coming down from New York. You got to move him for anything you can get from now. Well, I understand that he dissolved his trade value by going public with it. I get that. I get it. But now you're presented with this problem. I don't see how he comes back. Now, there may be a contention within the NovaCare facility from some people that they can fix the public relations problem. I don't see how it's fixable. You may be able to fix it come September and October if he goes 8-0, which is, you know, bloody unlikely. But I don't see how you fix it within the locker room. How does a guy walk around the locker room?
I agree. Sal, I got to ask you this. How could Roseman, if he was not too surprised... Then what was the whole point of this whole exercise?
Which exercise?
The exercise of drafting the quarterback and saying that Sam was going to be the starter and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But now he's not surprised that he balked.
I don't have an answer for you that. I just don't.
I mean, it seems like poor general managership to me. It wasn't planned.
It's definitely a messy situation at this point. You know, I ran the numbers. This is amazing to me. I had my man, Vincent J. Massey Jr., at ESPN Stats and Information. I said, give me the numbers since McNabb has left. So for the last 6 years, since 2010, this team, Michael, has now invested, when you add in the new deals for Bradford and Chase Daniel, $119 million in the quarterback position with not a single playoff win.
They've gotten a lot wrong, I'll tell you that.
So you want to talk about... bad general managership. It goes for a 6-year period. Only one quarterback had a winning record. Foles, Vic, Sanchez, Bradford, Young, Cobb. Foles is the only one with a winning record. No playoff wins.
That's unbelievable.
And Foles was the cheapest of the bunch. Foles, they wound up spending $2,088,000 on. And he was the only one who has a winning record. You know, I get Bradford being bent out of shape, but the bottom line is, you know, hey, you got to compete. It's a performance-based business. And you've got to compete. But the problem is this. Compete for what? What job is he competing
for? That's right.
For?
He's competing for a job that doesn't exist because he's going to get kicked out at the end of the year anyway.
Well, he's competing. Here's what he's competing for. And I've heard you say this. Here's what he's competing for. He's competing for the opportunity to play somewhere else, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why not do that now?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He can't compete here for a long-term deal. He can compete somewhere else for a long-term deal. So where could that someplace be, Sal? Where are the realistic landing spots?
I went through it with a bunch of people today in the know. And there really aren't very many options available here. I don't think the Jets are crazy about Bradford at all. In fact, I know that they're not. The new general manager, Scott McCagnan, likes your guy from Penn State, Kristen Hackenberg. Todd Bowles, the head coach, does not like him. Mike McCagnan, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Mike McCagnan likes Kristen Hackenberg. Todd Bowles apparently is not crazy about him, really wants them to sign Fitzpatrick. They want Fitzpatrick back. And when you look at the numbers straight up, Bradford would be cheaper than Fitzpatrick and a younger option than Fitzpatrick by 6 years. So it does make sense from just that standpoint that you would trade for Bradford. The problem is, what are you going to give up for Bradford? If the Eagles are looking for, let's say, something crazy, 2 second-round picks, Mikey, it's not going to happen, Mike.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
What is his value? What do you think?
Option number two, right now, I agree with you, fourth-round pick. I think that's the best you could possibly
look at. I agree.
Let's look at that. Let's look at the three other possible options out there. I'm sure you've gone through all this today with callers and with some of your other people, but I've come up with four possibilities. Jets, remote. San Francisco, somewhat less than remote. Denver, the Broncos don't play around. You know, they're just coming off a Super Bowl. They got Sanchez there. They obviously like Sanchez's mobility. I don't think they're going to go anywhere near the asking price of a second-round pick. But if John Elway gets on the phone with Howie Roseman and says, listen, you got a problem. I can take it off your hands. Here's a fourth-round pick. You got to do it, Mike.
I agree. Will Howie see that as a defeat?
I know you got a million questions for me. I want to give you I got to give you the one last option that I think is out there, and that's Buffalo.
Okay.
That was mentioned to me by somebody in the Bradford camp, that's a realistic possibility. The owner, who's from Penn State, also likes Hackenberg, but Hackenberg's not your answer right away. I mean, he's a developmental quarterback. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. Then the owner goes to Penn State. He went to Penn State, right?
Pagola,
exactly. He's your guy. So, you know, and Hackenberg looks like, you know, Gruden says he's going to be going in the first round. I don't think he is. But Buffalo seems to me like the dark horse here. Buffalo. Denver and Buffalo. Jets, not so much. Maybe San Francisco. But I don't see Balky and Howie Roseman making a deal to make Chip Kelly happy. Do you?
No, I don't.
I just don't. But here's one other one I want to throw into the mix. I'm just throwing it out there based on absolutely nothing, just Mikey and Sal talking.
All right.
Dallas.
Oh, boy. Dallas as a backup?
Dallas.
Because he gets hurt a lot and Sammy will play?
Maybe Dallas, Mike. Just saying.
That would be awesome.
Maybe Dallas. Just throwing it out there. Right. What was your question?
The question I have is that will Howie Roseman accept a defeat like that, a fourth round pick? Or will he try to stare it down?
I think right now they're trying to stare it down. I think they think that they can fix the problem, that it's a PR problem that they can fix. That's the way I'm hearing it from NovaCare.
And you and I don't agree with that, and I don't think you agree with that either, that once the toothpaste is out, you can't fix it.
Well, it's going to be hard, Mike. You know, see, the thing is, now that I'm reporting this full-time, I'm going to be in NovaCare the next 3 days.
Okay.
I'm not going to,
Right, I got you.
I'm not going to go all over with my opinion.
I'm just
telling you what I'm hearing and what's going on behind the scenes, and I just gave you the new stuff from Congress.
Okay, that's an awesome story. It's awesome. We appreciate it. And,
we'll look forward to
your reporting over the next couple days.
It's going to be crazy.
It is. Thanks, Sal.